Tonight's guest towel has been hung on the rack for the exclusive use of a gangling young man who's a flicker favorite with many successful starring roles to his credit. The bashful bachelor of Beverly Hills, Jimmy Stewart. Hi, Jimmy.
Howdy, Bing.
Hey, Jim. Just by way of prying into your personal affairs, tell me, how is it you've managed to remain a bachelor all these years?
Is this the Crosby program or Luella Parton?
No, I'm interested. I really am, Jimmy. How have you stayed single?
Well, I guess it's because even though I talk sort of slow, I'm very fast on my feet.
That explains it, then. I saw you at a party the other day surrounded by beautiful girls, and you were wearing cut shoes.
Yes, I... Got to have them for a speedy getaway.
Naturally.
Of course, I never spike the girls. Unless I'm cornered, of course.
Well, do you wear these spike shoes all the time, Jim?
Oh, sure. The other night, I was thrown out of the Macombo for scratching up the dance floor. And the cigarette girl.
Well, even though I realize that you're one of the few bachelors left in Hollywood, aren't you a little more jittery than usual?
Well, you'd be jittery too, Bing. This is leap year.
Oh, yeah. 366 Sadie Hawkins days.
You're married, aren't you, Bing?
Very.
Well, I might consider marriage if somebody could give me one good reason.
Oh, I've got four. Oh, I forgot 60. Five.
Now, there's something I haven't thought much about, Bing. Kids. Gee, I'm crazy about kids.
Then get busy.
I want that third cornet player with us all the time.
He laughs more than Milton Berle's mother.
You know, Bing, I really would like to settle down, take life easy, and raise a lot of children.
I'll make up your mind, Jimmy. You want to take it easy or raise kids? They're different. Different categories entirely.
They are.
Sure.
I thought in marriage, the wife takes care of the baby.
That's a fallacy, James. Why, in my day, I've swallowed more safety pins than a busy dressmaker, and I include Ori Kelly, any of the big boys around.
Yeah.
But I'll say one thing for Dixie. Every time I swallowed a pin, she was right there with the magnet.
You know, sometimes I wish I wasn't so darn bashful around women.
They really upset you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, be darn.
Yes, it does.
Jimmy, I've seen you in your new picture, that Northside 777. You managed to overcome your embarrassment long enough to kiss that girl. If you can kiss a gal in the movies, why can't you do it with a gal at home?
Well, it's a little dangerous, Bing. At home, I don't have a director around to yell, cut.
Yes. Some of them do hang on, as I recall.
Oh. Even in those days.
Yeah. You're just bashful with the fair sex, huh, Jim?
It's hereditary, I guess, Ben. My father was the same way. He was so bashful that when he was courting my mother back in the horse and buggy days, mother used to ride in the buggy and dad rode up with the horses.
Well, my brother, Everett, he did something like that when he was courting up in Spokane.
What's that, Ben?
Well, he couldn't afford horses, so he wouldn't date any girl who wasn't strong enough to pull the buggy.
Everett's a big, strong fella. Why would he let a girl pull the buggy?
Oh, well, he likes to drive.
Oh.
But he was very gallant. He never used a whip.
Well, if you get a girl that's willing, you don't really need one.
Well, getting back to your dad, Jim, you say he was more bashful than you?
Oh, I guess it's about a toss-up thing.
Sort of a shy tie, huh?
Yeah. You know, I won't take a girl to the movies unless the theater's crowded.
Why a crowded theater?
Well, so we don't have to sit together. Of course, that runs into money.
Runs into money? What do you mean?
Two separate bags of popcorn every time.
Well, you ought to sit with your girl at the movies. And besides just one sack of popcorn, that's a lot more fun.
Really?
Sure. You see, as soon as your girl reaches in the sack for some corn, you sneak in there with him, you hold hands.
Yeah. Did you used to do that, Ben?
Sure, saved plenty of loot that way, Jim. Sack of popcorn lasts me 3 or 4 months.
Oh, it's... Well, I don't see how two people can get their hands into one little sack of popcorn at the same time.
Well, it's tricky, but after you get a little butter on your hands, they slip in the sack.
I might have been okay for you, Bing, but when I go to a movie, I'm there to eat popcorn. Not for squeezing any salty fingers.
Oh, yeah, but you don't eat popcorn during your own pictures.
Bing.
Hmm.
Without popcorn, my pictures are nothing.
Well, move over. I don't understand how you ever escaped marriage, track shoes or not.
You know what you need, Jim?
You need a girl who's shy and retiring, just like you are.
Well, my type doesn't understand. Bing, women are getting bolder and bolder every year.
I wouldn't know. I don't get out of the house much.
Oh, you don't? You just take my word for it. They've really got a lot of nerve. Yeah, just look at those ankle-length dresses they're wearing now.
You think it takes nerve to wear one of those, huh?
Well, would you wear one?
Oh, yeah, but I'll wear anything.
Oh. When it comes to clothes, Bing, you sure are brave.
Well, it's sheer madness, not bravery.
Really?
And, Jimmy, if you'd adopt a more reckless attitude toward women, you'd be better off.
You really think so?
Positive. You ought to get married, Jim. See, at night when you come home, there'll be somebody at the door to throw her arms around you and shower you with affection.
Yeah, well, that's if I come home on time, of course.
This boy knows.
Sure, my parents were married, you know, Bing. I really don't need a wife. When I come home, I just like to sit by the fire all by myself and smoke.
Well, you ought to have a wife to bring you your pipe and tobacco.
Oh, I don't use tobacco.
Well, then how do you smoke?
Well, I'm absent-minded. I always get a little too close to the fire.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen if you had a woman around.
No, it wouldn't happen if I had a screen in front of the fireplace.
I better get a wife to watch over you, I guess.
No, don't bother, Bing. It's nearly spring, and I won't be using the fireplace much.
I insist, Jimmy. I'm going to get you married, I swear. But the last thing I...
Why don't you lay off?
A guy like you ought to be married. Now, let me see. What girl would I pick for you?
No, never mind, Bing.
Let's see. Eddie Cantor's got some daughters left over.
Cantor always has daughters left over.
Now, you don't worry. I'll find a nice gal for you, Jimmy.
What do you mean, don't worry? This whole thing's terrifying.
Nonsense, Jimmy. There's nothing to it. I'll show you how easy it is to get married.
Well, just a minute.
Don't be difficult. Just to get you ready, we'll act the whole thing out. To make things easy for you, I'll be the groom. I'll let you be the bride.
Well, just take it easy. Take it easy. I know less about being the bride than I do about being the groom.
And you're a girl and do what comes naturally. Now, pay close attention, Jim. Mr. Carpenter,
what is it?
Will you take charge?
Well, gladly, Bing. I do love a wedding.
Me too.
I love a parade.
All right, after the wedding, we'll have a parade. Now, stand still and stop fidgeting. You're the bride.
And so, Harry and Jim Ima were married.
Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I'm very happy, darling.
Me too, sweetheart. Come on, let's jump on the train.
And so our happy honeymooners take the train to Buffalo, New York. Niagara Falls.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, Jemima, darling, look at the falls. Aren't they beautiful? Stand over there. I want to take a snapshot of you.
Let's check in on the hotel.
Fellas at the office gave me this peachy Kodak at my bachelor dinner, and if I don't bring back lots of snaps, they'll think I just didn't want to take pictures.
Well, the girls in my office gave me a beautiful negligee to wear, and I'm dying to try it on.
I know. You run up to the room and put it on, then come back, and I'll take some pictures of it.
Let's check into the hotel.
Okay. Hello, room clerk. My name is Harry Crosby, and this is my bride.
Oh, he's lovely.
Yes, we were just married.
So I noticed the bride still has track shoes on.
Hey, look, this isn't helping anything. No, I'm not learning anything more about marriage.
I tell you what, let's do. We'll start the whole thing over, and inasmuch as I'm going to see to it that you wind up as a groom this year, you'll be the husband, and I'll be the wife.
All right. Here, you put on this veil.
Carpenter, reset the scene.
And so, Jimmy married Harriet.
I'm so happy, sweetheart.
I'm scared to death. Stop wiping your nose with your veil, sweetheart.
Sorry.
Come on, Jimmy, let's jump on the train.
And so the little bride carried her struggling husband aboard the train to Buffalo, New York.
We took a milk train this time.
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Oh, stop crying. I'm the bride. Come on, let's check in the hotel.
Well, stop dragging me.
Well, well, well. Newlyweds.
Yes, yes. I'm Mr. Stewart, and this is my bride, Miss Harriet Crosby.
Darling, we're married now.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, Mrs. Harriet Crosby.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
We like an outside room so we can take snapshots.
Now, just a minute. Weren't you two here before?
Yes, but I was the bride then.
Well, let's try this whole thing once again, and I'll be the bride.